Her albums have sold millions of copies worldwide. She rose to fame in the late 1990s as the second lead singer of Destiny's Child, one of the world's best-selling groups of all time. Singer, songwriter, actress, TV personality, I am thrilled to welcome back to my show, Kelly Rowland.
Hi.
I'm so happy to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And I love that you are such a big supporter of the young kids and the Boys and Girls Club and the passion that you have for this for so long.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. I'm so excited to be, of course, partnering with the Boys and Girls Club of America and Lowe's for our renovation across the nation. It's so meaningful to me. Of course, with the update that's taking place with for the kids and the space, it's just allowing them a space where they can be creative and get to know themselves better. So, you know, we've been around for a really long time, and some of our clubs need some TLC, and that's what Lowe's is doing for us.
I love that, and I love Lowe's for doing that for you and for you to speak about this for and be so passionate about it. For those that don't know, and I know Boys and Girls Club of America have been around forever, can you tell our listeners about it?
Well, basically, it's an after-school program that just allows kids a place to be kids, to be completely honest, and to, like I said, get to know themselves and grow and learn and play and to be kids. You know, I think the world is moving so fast now, and with a loving space like the Boys and Girls Club, it's just so perfect for the kids to allow them their creativity and imagination to take place. And
I love what you said about that, for that, especially in the world today, for them to be themselves, to be able to be outside, to play, to feel safe.
Yes.
Why did you first get involved with it?
It's been a couple of years now, and I've been a fan for a very long time, and I know that they are definitely an organization that's very much so respected and loved, and I'm just so happy to be a part of the family.
So tell us about the specific club renovations across the country. What's going to happen?
Well, like I said, you know, since we've been around for quite a long time, you know, kids are kids, and when they are playing hard and learning, the space can sometimes tend to get, you know, a little bit beat up. Running and playing, and you know, being kids, and so it allows us to be able to, you know, fix up the exteriors, the interiors of the properties, and just able to continue to create a great space for the kids to, like I said, to explore.
Explore and be themselves and feel free.
Yes.
And also, yes, everything needs a little TLC at some time or another, especially with kids.
Yes.
And it's so nice that Lowe's is taking part in doing that too.
Yes, Lowe's has been a really big supporter of ours for the past 4 years now. And we're just so grateful to have this opportunity to, you know, talk to the world about it.
What I was amazed about, and I don't think people realize about the Boys and Girls Club across America, is that nearly 4 million youths in America ages 6 to 18 years of age spend out-of-school time at the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Yes.
Amazing. That many people.
Yes, absolutely. And, I mean, it's really amazing to listen to these kids speak at the Youth of the Year events, because listening to the environment that they're in and the road that they want to take to change just their lives, their family's lives. You just have so much love and respect for them, for everyone that's involved in the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and because you listen to everyone that's involved speak as well, and it's all about the kids. Everything is about the kids. So everything we do is for the kids.
And they're our future, so it should be. If you just tuned in, I'm talking to Kelly Rowland. She's kicking off renovation across the nation for the Boys and Girls Club. And they're receiving this grant to benefit programming and so much more, and to give it a little bit of TLC and to fix things up. And how can we help out?
You can actually learn more if you visit bgca.org.
We're going to put the word out there. Okay, so your music. When did it all start for you? Was your group together when you were like, what was it, 9 years old?
Yes, that is correct.
I started touring when you were 14 years old. I don't think I talked about this last time I had you on. I'm amazed at 9 years of age.
Yes, well, 9 years was when we, like, started. 9 and 10 years old was when we started singing together and started touring, yes, at 14, 15 years old.
So how did that start? Was it just you and Beyonce? Did you guys just start singing together? Because I think you were living together, right?
Yes, we started singing together when we were rather young. There was a group way back in the day that we were a part of and it graduated into Destiny's Child. And, you know, you have a dream and you just never know where that dream is going to take you. And you work hard and keep your self-respect and identity moving forward and just pray that you run into these amazing opportunities and that you're prepared for them. And that's what I do feel like we did really great. We prepared ourselves for the opportunity so that we were ready. And we could nail it.
I don't know how you could do that at such a young age, but you all certainly did it, and you did it right. And it's amazing. What was it like to be a part of, literally, I mean, this is the best ever girls group of all time?
Well, it is truly amazing, especially when you grow up and you're looking at the Supremes and In Vogue and TLC and Escape and in SWV. It's so many girl groups that came before us, and I'm grateful to those ladies because if it wasn't for them, there would be no lane for us to come through. So,
it's amazing. Yeah. The best part of those times, was there too many to talk about?
It was so many times.
Too many times. Will you guys ever come together again?
It hasn't been anything that we've talked about. Coachella was definitely a beautiful moment for us, and we had the most amazing time. I think that the greatest gift Destiny's Child has given me is our friendship. The ladies and I are literally sisters and just cherish that more than anything. And it's even amazing, like, watching us, like, grow up and get married and have kids. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the greatest thing is friendship.
I could say one thing. You guys are ladies.
When you
use the word ladies, you see you. I mean, not everyone's a lady like that, like you all are. So what would you give to all these, you know, all these kids looking up to you, especially the young girls looking up to you that says, oh, God, I want to be like Kelly. I want to be like Beyonce. What would you tell them?
Own your greatness. Don't let anybody take it away from you. And be comfortable and excellent in who you are. And listen to your intuition and your gut. And work harder than everybody else.
You're like, I could have tears in my eyes right now for you to say that. Like, own your own greatness. I'll never forget that, ever. Will you write another book?
We'll see. I'm not in that space right now, but we'll definitely see. I know when I wrote Whoa Baby, I was in the space because that was a
best
book
title.
That I didn't have because, I mean, I was looking for a book like it, and none existed. So I just you know, took a leap and was like, let me see if any publishers want to take a bite. And they did, and, yeah, it's out.
And the title's the greatest title ever.
Thank you very much.
Greatest title ever. You just tuned in. I'm talking to the amazing, beautiful, the lady, Kelly Rowland. She's kicking off renovation across the nation with the Boys and Girls Club of America, which she supports, and we all should support it and help out in every single way we can because these kids need a safe place to go and be free and be themselves.
Yes.
Thank you so much for today.
Thank you. Thank you. No problem. You have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon.
You too. Thanks so much, Kelly.
Bye. Let's do this dirty laundry.